The question today is, what is a blessed man? This is part two of this series, and we know that we're talking about man, we're talking about mankind, men or woman, women as well. The word blessed can be announced blessed or blessed, depending on the smooth English translation. And we've looked at how that the Bible has many times the word blessed or blessed is used concerning man. And therefore, they're usually conditional promises. And if man will meet the conditional promise that God gave, he shall be blessed. And blessed means to be supremely blessed or spiritually prosperous or divinely favored. And happy is the man in that sense. And therefore, that's what we want to look at. So we said the first thing that a person needed to do was to stay away from the wrong crowd. We use Psalms 1, verse 1, where it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." In other words, he doesn't take the downward trend, if you please, and go down that road into error. He stays. He doesn't hang with the wrong crowd. In other words, we don't need to walk with the wrong crowd and go around with the wrong crowd if we really want to be spiritually prosperous. And it's what we're talking about in that. And then we said there's also not only that negative, but there's a positive for a person, which is a conditional promise. If you'll keep my commandments, you shall be blessed. We read several scriptures on that. And being this is part two, I want to go a little further with that positive thought of being blessed if we strive to keep the commandments of God. And so the results of this negative and the positive meeting those conditions are listed really here in Psalm 1. Now, we used much of Psalm 1 last time, but let's look at it again. You realize in verse number 2, it said, after he said the negative thing, don't do these things, then don't hang around the wrong crowd. He said in verse 2 of Psalm 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in other words, it means, and the law of the Lord is equivalent to his word. You delight in that, and that's the result. And verse 2 said, the words in his mind day and night, because he said, in his law doth he meditate day and night. In other words, if man's meditating on the Word of God and got that at foremost in his mind, he doesn't have time to walk and to stand and sit. In other words, to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. See? And when you meditate, you'll have stability, and that'll cause you to produce fruit. Verse number 3 of Psalm 1 said, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That planted means to have stability. And he said that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So in his season, he'll bring forth fruit. And that man is blessed, he's happy, he's spiritually prosperous, he's supremely blessed, and he's highly favored. See, the promises is there. Also the conditions there, which have to be met for the promise to be a reality. Therefore, a man don't need to hang around with the wrong crowd. He needs to have the positive part. He needs to strive to keep the commandments of God. And then the third thing we want to see if a man is really blessed is, blessed if you respond to divine influence. If you respond to divine influence. The Bible says this in the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 65, verse number 4. Listen to what God's Word said. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Now you notice, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach in other words, causest to reproach unto thee. Now as we stop and think about the third thing I want to see, blessed is the man, spiritually prosperous is the man, as we're dealing with this question, what is a blessed man? You're blessed if you respond to divine influence. Blessed is the man that whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Now, you don't have to get afraid of that promise or that word chooseth. Don't get upset over that. Listen, the Lord said in the book of Ephesians that he, in Jesus Christ, he had chosen you in his seed, his son. If you're saved, you're in Christ, and therefore he chose his son. And if you get in Christ through a sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, then you're in God's chosen ones. And you don't have to worry about that. And you realize something, I know this verse when he said, blessed is the man which causeth thee to approach unto thee. This looks, and when you first look at it, looks like an unconditional promise. And it's true that some of God's promises are unconditional. That's true. But this is a conditional promise here. When it says, blessed is the man here, that's at whom thou chosen, that doesn't mean some any, many, miny, mo stuff that the world wants to say and say, you to hell, you to heaven. That's not so. You see, this was God's plan before the foundation of the world, and he doesn't leave out man's responsibility. You see, therefore, this is a conditional promise. And when he said, blessed is the man that he causeth to approach, simply means divine influence in your life. For instance, I can cause a dog to approach me even though he's a little standoffish, if you please, from me. If I put a big juicy steak in my hand and I say, come here, Fido, come here. I can cause him to come to me. Now, he comes to me because I've got a steak in my hand. Did that make him come? No. Did I force him to come? No. And neither does God make you or force you to approach the Lord. Some say, well, John 6:44 says something that you need to take into consideration. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. And it's true, the word draw means in places, in Greek syntax, it means to drag. But folks, I want to tell you, God don't drag you into the kingdom a kicking and a bucking and a fighting against him. Amen? That's not what the word means there. In fact, the business the Bible said is about Stephen. He made this statement to the group that, in Acts chapter 7. And he said this in Acts chapter 7, verse 51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. In other words, he said, you do resist. Now, some people say that God drags you. The Spirit draws you, that's dragging you. Folks, that's what they call, and I call they, that's the other some groups that's in a ditch, they call it irresistible grace. I do believe that there comes a point through Holy Ghost conviction and godly sorrow and the work of reproval that God brings you to a point that you don't want to resist. But it's not your doing, it's God's doing in you that brought you to that place. But that was because of divine influence. But you do resist. We've all resisted the Holy Spirit. So therefore, in John 6:44, draw means to lead. It means to entice you to come unto Him in that sense. And by the way, he said here that He would draw you in John 6:44, but also in John 12:32, Jesus Himself said this. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. In other words, that spoke of the death He was going to die, lifted up on the cross of Calvary. And He said He would draw all men unto me. Not drag, but it's speaking of divine influence. Hosea chapter 11, verse number 4, He said, I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. And you realize something? He said, I draw them with cords of a man. God uses human instrumentality. And that's why we need to love people where they are and stay with them till God completes a work in them. And help us, Lord, help us not to short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost in their lives, because, you see, we'll be responsible and have blood on our hands if we do, because God wants to use you and draw through you with cords of a man, but He also said with bands of love. And He also said, I laid meat unto them. Just like I talked about Fido, I can put a steak in my hand of meat, and I can entice that dog, cause that dog to approach me. And God, with His love and wonderful love, He reaches out to you and with meat, He said. There's a proof of that illustration that I just give in that sense, and entice you and woos you and draws you and wants you to come. And therefore, blessed is the man whom thou causest to approach. And so, when you respond to divine influence, happy is that man. Spiritually prosperous is that man. So, what is a blessed man? He's one who responds to divine influence. Now, let me ask you a question about this divine influence. I think we need to interject this right here because we need to know that. How does that divine influence operate? First of all, it operates on your ears. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 9, he said, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Of Psalms 8:34, he said, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, watching at the post of my door. Blessed is that man. Romans 10:17 said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, he That word for word there in that is harema, which means utterance. In other words, he's got to speak and you've got to hear. And may the Lord give us ears to hear. Luke 11:28, he said, rather blessed are, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So divine influence operates on our ears. It also operates on our eyes. You see, man's blinded. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4 said, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, little g, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. In other words, the God of this world blinds our eyes, blinds our ears, and keeps us from hearing and seeing, if you please. And then Luke 10:23 said that he turned to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. Oh, thank God for what God's let you see. God's got to reveal it to you through His precious Holy Spirit. So He works on our eyes. There was a time that He mentioned eyes and ears together. Luke 10:24, He said, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Oh, how blessed we are. Blessed is the man. I mean, what is a blessed man? He who responds to divine influence, because that divine influence operated on our eyes and on our ears and helped us to see and to hear. Matthew 13:16, he said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Revelation 1:3, he said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. In 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, he said, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them which that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So you see, the Lord's got to open your eyes. And in other words, and even to a saved person, those disciples on the road to Emmaus, the Bible, they didn't know who Jesus was. But he says in chapter 24 of Luke, verse 31, I talked about those two disciples, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Thank God, divine influence operates on our ears and on our eyes. Oh, what is a blessed man? He who doesn't hang around the wrong crowd, he who strives to keep the commandments of God, and he who is persuaded by divine influence, responds to divine influence. That man is spiritually prosperous. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.